Gabriel, thank you so much for sharing with us both in the chapter and on the CD today, and for sharing both your experiences, the feelings, and the emotions and the trauma, and yet where you are today at the same time. It's just been great. How do you deal with, in your chapter you mentioned, you know, the ex-boyfriend testifying against you, and it almost causing, it did cause an appeal. How do you deal with that? How do you address that as that's occurring?
Well, at the time, I didn't address it very well. We went through a really bad breakup. Towards the end, I even had a suicide attempt. But I continued to see my counselors at the YWCA, and they gave me some resources that I was able to utilize. And again, just being able to talk about it and having open lines of communication with, you know, my mom or my grandmother or some of my friends, you know, my family was really the driving force in what's made me, you know, what's brought me to this point today to where I'm at. They're my rock. They're the people that I rely on to help get me through things.
That is wonderful. Is your family aware of that you're working on the book and the project, and what has been their feelings about you getting involved?
My family's very aware. In fact, I told them as soon as I heard back from you the first time, and they're really excited. They've all told me that they want to order copies of everything, and they're really excited about this whole project. My mom cried.
Well, I mean, to have that support has just got to mean a great deal to you.
Mm-hmm.
What has been the reaction of males when you go around and you speak out to see a male survivor out there? What has their reaction been?
Well, I spoke last year at an event, and I generally don't have very many men that come up to me after I talk. It's usually mothers or women, usually mothers who have had children who have been sexually assaulted. And, you know, I've had some people that have come up and said, well, I think my son's been assaulted. What should I do? And I just tell them, you know, the best thing you could do is be there for him and listen to them, not just brush it off your shoulder, you know.
If there was one thing that you'd want other survivors to know out there about moving forward, what would that one thing be?
Moving forward, just not to be afraid. I know with me, I was scared to death of what would happen, but, you know, just to be strong and remember, you know, the person that you were before this happened, and remember that strong person that you once were, even when you feel like you're about an inch tall. Just remember who you were before this happened, and remember that you can become that person again. You know, that person that you were isn't gone forever, and the person you will become is going to reflect upon the person that you were. So this whole thing, as terrible as it can be, it will make you stronger when you come out of it.
Thank you so much, Gabriel, for both the chapter, for the sharing on the CD today, for the questions afterwards. It's just been wonderful.
Thank you.